actually known about it. So.
Don't even.
But,
you think they're that evil?
Do I think? Yes.
You.
Cody, who made the gifts now?
Oh, fuck. Cody's black.
Yeah.
Charcoal's black and strong.
Don't you think Charcoal would know if she had a daughter?
Maybe.
If they knocked her out real long and sucked her nose up.
I mean, the age is probably wrong.
No, the age is not wrong. No, I'm sorry, guys. That's two babies and host mothers that are different.
The age is exactly.
All you need to do is get the sperm and the eggs, and they take samples. Exactly. Sorry, it's possible.
And he's tough.
Yeah. What? Blink's, I don't think Blink's old enough, actually. But maybe. Nah, not really.
And Labyrinth is the wrong race.
Well,
actually, we haven't seen all of
Look, we only saw a few people in there.
We haven't seen all of Network either.
Blink's like another 20.
Yeah. Monolith was on our list. I think we should officially ask to see Monolith.
That's a good
idea.
Yeah,
we want to
see Actually, that's a fine
idea. See, we use a sixth person and with Monolith,
yeah, Monolith would be a good one.
Yeah, Monolith would be probably be able to stand toe-to-toe.
So, I'm going to do the paperwork to ask to see Monolith.
Give me a bureaucratic photo. A huge minus.
Sure. The other thing that I want to mention out in the field, we did all get that, like, the CIA keeps trying to recruit for cheer, right?
No, shit. That's going at the top of my report.
Okay, just checking.
By three.
Man.
What?
Yeah, I just wish I didn't think of these things.
Excellent idea. Alex, try to lure supervillains to Bulgaria so we can imprison them.
I want to talk to Snow.
Sure. I would
I'll point out in my memo, and it didn't work.
And I'm sure you want to talk
to Snow. Oh, I need to talk to Network
about
all of this.
The ones recruited by the CIA wouldn't be there now, would they?
Can we go to Canada next?
Sure.
What? Why?
I want to get out of the country. I want to talk to Snow.
Okay, that's fair.
Do you have any luck sleeping in your hotel that night?
No.
I think we should get out of the country.
I think we're meeting again.
Okay.
This happens whenever
After we
get close
our,
to the U.S.
We're
going to
get over it. We're
we
going
to get the rejection.
Well, we need to find out about Monolith.
We want to talk to... We
okay, so
we're going to make a try for talking to Monolith, and then we will vamoose.
And
wait, there was one on our list that they didn't show us.
I'd like to name the session at this point. This one was Unsettled.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I mean, I don't expect making it by three will get me to see Monolith, but I have to...
It will get you to discover that, but it's not that they don't want you to see her, but that they can't let you see her.
They aren't capable of it, or they don't dare. Can I get that?
Give me an interpret bureaucraties.
Ooh.
Wow.
It's that they seem to have lost the means of access, but are too embarrassed to admit it.
Yeah.
You're pretty good at like spotting like bureaucrats embarrassed covering up.
I can say one word, and it's that I have a thing that opens locks.
What?
Remember how they were all asking us if like if Key could go.
Okay,
through the box?
So maybe they're hanging out together anyway.
If Key could like if she was in the box and went through a door, she'd notice.
Okay.
We got all those questions very suddenly.
Let's go to Canada.
Let's go to Canada.
Canada is
nice
this time of year. November.
It's nicer than Nebraska.
Oh, where is that?
Victoria.
Victoria is actually...
Victoria's about as warm as it gets.
I think it's time for a ride.
And I'll call...
See how they're doing.
I mean, it's not that I don't think Canada is safe.
Uh-huh.
I just want to be off the continent as soon as possible.
Right.
Okay.
I just want to talk to Snow.
Okay, I'm not trying to hurry you. It's important to talk to Snow.
Yeah, Australia is looking good once we're done talking to you.
Actually...
Hey, you know, I'd rather send the diplomatic cups through the Bulgarian embassy in Canada.
Let's go to...
The Canadian CIA.
Let's go to Ottawa.
Sure.
And then I will call Snow and ask her where she would like to meet.
You're going to call that night, or it's going
to
be pretty late by
the time
we
get to Ottawa. Yeah, after we get to Ottawa.
If they use stuff
Sorry,
instead of
we're talking force. About serious evil here.
Yeah.
And CIA. And we know that CIA is like...
I just want to
stop and think before we do the final recommendation.
Sure.
Can this team actually take the Legion of Doom?
Maybe I'm hit by Hurricane, but no, not with
Well, no, let's look at this. Can they cripple them? Assuming a surprise attack. I'm sorry, the teleporter gets one.
Yeah.
The teleporter gets one.
The teleporter gets one, and Inferno... Okay, actually, Inferno can take him at one per round because he can suck out all the air.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't, like, drop a brick.
No, but if their lungs are on fire, it's going to slow them down.
I mean, I think they could do it.
Okay, so Cutout takes out one.
And we have the speedster keep Inferno from dying while they're chasing him around. Cutout takes out their speedster.
Yeah.
If
Cutout takes out their speedster and dies.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, and then two others die.
He can. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably one being Rush.
The thing is, if we get any of the Legion of Doom, it's more possible to beat them with what America has left.
Yeah, it's okay, yeah. It's like Inferno and Silker Dead. Okay, so now it's Rush and Charcoal against three bricks.
Rush runs.
Yeah, so I think it's in Charcoal dies a couple of phases later, and Rush runs away.
And then Force 10 can take the three bricks.
Force 10.
You think?
Yeah, because Express is the scary one.
I'm sorry, one of what makes Force 10 so scary, any single brick can be taken.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
No matter how tough they are. Yeah. It's the fact that there's four of them, and you never have time to finish one off.
Yeah.
Because Express is running around weapons.
And the thing is, I'm not actually convinced without Express that they nail the teleporter.
Actually,
I'm really not.
Actually, here's how I would do it.
Particularly if he's been up.
Here's how I would do it.
Scary. Yeah, I'm sure he's going
to... Why don't we write this down?
Very short.
Okay,
range.
Here's how I would do it.
Teleports in.
Wait, can I talk here?
Yeah.
And we can write this down and recommend it, and have Alex go over it. But here's how I would do it. I would give Rush cutout.
Mm-hmm.
Cutout. Zips in, Rush goes bing, and cutout zips, and then...
That's pretty good.
Rush goes, ew!
And Rush zips out.
And
everybody else is just there to attract attention.
Yeah.
Inferno is in a position to get away, but he tries to be effective, but he's not committing himself life or death.
Right.
And then Rush continues to zip cutout in and zip him out.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And she doesn't even have to kill him. I mean,
what?
Second time they'd be nailed.
So they get two of them. That's half of the Legion of Doom gone. I'm sorry, Carl. This is a win.
Yeah.
From my point of view, we don't know what the team they're going to put together, and this is our recommendations. They won't take all of them. They'll have other people we don't know about.
But you team cutout and Rush.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's hard to make specific recommendations besides two people.
And if Silk follows one of them home, particularly if she follows Express home, and you tag
Express. Up with Express.
Follows the energy projector.
She follows any of them home. They might be able to tag one right there.
Yeah,
right.
Sure. If you tag one and get the other three in a straight fight,
there's a decent chance.
And then if
a speedster dissolve, teleporter. There's a reason everyone was afraid of Shimmer.
Yeah.
I will point out. Okay, two things I'll point out. We're like scared stiff of them. Excuse me. Lightwave took two of them.
Yeah.
Lightwave knocked out two of them.
That's enough.
You just need to knock him out.
I mean,
what happened to Lightwave?
Soul has a feel about it, by the way.
Yeah.
She got buried by
Lightwave
was really
tough.
Okay. Hasn't been seen since.
And these guys are really tough.
The other thing I will point out, Shimmer is around somewhere.
Good point.
I already got killed.
That's a good point.
Shimmer's probably just waiting for a team big enough.
Yeah,
okay.
It's true.
So,
it's true. If someone was actually doing well against them,
Shimmer
I can see Shimmer going, okay, I can tip the battle here.
So I'm just feeding him my recommendations, and who knows?
Yeah,
from Ottawa.
The thing is, Carl, I'm sorry, a team of four bricks is scary, but there are ways
to
be
on them right now.
Going to Ottawa.
All right, we'll give him a break.
That's an interesting
I think that just Rush and Cutout.
You need the rest of the team to keep
the other three
busy.
Yeah.
And is the rest of the team not going to notice this? So we each like, soak
problem.
Up one of the...
Charcoal can last a couple of rounds. I would imagine that Silk is pretty damn hard to hit.
Silk's going to be nowhere near the back. I don't care.
Yeah, I really
don't care. We could sit here and think all day about it and then throw somebody else in the
mix. This is our recommendation. We are going to recommend that they team Rush and Cutout.
Sure.
Yeah.
But they give Cutout a long lecture first about proper behavior towards Rush or she pops.
Cutout's not the one
like
who has that problem.
Yeah.
No, Cutout likes women, but I don't think he's going to cop a
feel.
He's
not
a
rapist.
He's going to cop a feel someone's like, getting along and shooting by himself. So she like, puts up next to the brick and says, you're on your own.
Cutout seemed to be reasonably
Cutout actually was in it for himself.
Let's not waste too much time arguing about a strategy for a team we don't know what it's made up of, because we need to be in Ottawa.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we make our recommendations, and then we boogie to Ottawa.
Okay.
Or we boogie to the nearest Canadian city to Nebraska.
Probably Ottawa.
Pretty much.
We must
drive
go be in Mexico
North Dakota.
They do not suspect us.
It's
this is pretty
Ottawa
much a duplicate of your long drive through Minnesota.
Are we driving or are we flying?
Well, I guess you fly.
Driving.
Oh, it'd probably be too late to fly.
Oh, yeah, we drive then.
Then we should drive.
Because we can make it tonight.
Okay.
Just like
now, that Thunderbird would come in handy now.
So, before we set out, are we, like, just making the U.S. government paranoid?
by booking it to Canada as quickly as possible.
So we've talked to the supervillains, and now we're booking to Canada.
You know, we should just take normal
stop. This is not a problem. Okay. All our publicists have them arrange something in Ottawa the next day.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
Sorry we're waking you up, but this is important.
This is important.
No, no, he's fine for that.
Then we said we've got to go.
That's
we
very good.
The Ottawa Decency League or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Amnesty International.
And then when we get...
No, that would not...
Be like a big press conference.
When we get to Canada.
No, that would be so not helpful.
I call Snow.
Okay. You have looked at the number 4, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like on the trip, I'm writing down all my notes of everything I remember.
Hi, we're heading to Ottawa. I'd like to meet with you.
Sure.
Like, we'd all actually like to meet with you if you think that would be okay.
No, that's fine.
I mean, like, if you think that is like 5 too many?
Nah. I can like go out shopping.
Okay.
She would give you like a phone number to call when you get to Ottawa.
Okay.
And then I guess like, ha! Canadian spooks would like come by and pick you up in a van.
What?
Huh.
Oh, okay.
We have agents.
Okay.
They have little maple leaf luggers.
That's fine.
Sorry, they're probably very cool agents compared to what we can just. Yeah.
They're like around. They're clearly pretty new at it. Hi, are you Ryan?
Yeah.
Huh. We're from, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so they would like drive you there. There's like a little Canadian secret base.
They're so cute.
This is Alex, like the sticker.
Yeah, no, IQ base, straight base.
It's not really well designed for like just not being snuck up on. Well, except for the snow. I mean, you know, you'd leave the prints in the snow.
So I'd come in when it was snowing.
It's like a ski lodge. There's a bunch of guys with like. Snow machines with like armor piercing around. No.
No, not the ski lodge of doom.
Canada.
Yes.
Well, so now you know.
Okay.
You know, paranormals that have really surprised us.
Why is there a big black X next to Orion?
Because Carl like at some point like reached over and started erasing it. I wrote it back in pen.
Very good for you.
I was just thinking it would be funny when you like read down the question mark and went, okay, go Ryan.
You have no high opinion in my memory. Okay.
So we should do a quick thing with snow here and then like wrap because it's seriously late.
Right.
Okay.
So we just went to Fort Cheer.
Oh, okay, so it's like the 4 of you and Snow, and do you need like a debriefing officer there, or
no,
just,
actually,
for Snow's ears only?
We want to talk to you personally,
okay.
Snow.
Okay.
This is like personal to you.
Wow!
Private.
Okay, Snow is still pretty full of like, I mean, she's like, what, 14, something like that?
Yeah.
She's not good.
I mean, like...
I mean, can she tell the Canadian government if
she
wants to?
Yeah, she can tell the Canadian government whatever you want to.
Sure,
this is private.
Cool.
Ages all match.
Yes.
Canadian food.
So, we just went to Fort Cheer.
Wow! What's that?
It's a big prison in the U.S. for paranormals.
Okay.
We were not there as prisoners.
Oh. I was afraid that you were, like, asking for asylum. That would have been okay.
This is a place they would never, ever, ever let Snow go. Oh, God.
I'll really blame spots. Line spins wheels.
She doesn't ever need to run the prison break of Fort Cheer. All I have to do is just send in Snow.
Yeah.
Like, Snow, get yourself arrested.
That's what you do.
Some things are wronger than others.
I do weather power.
Alex has his little fantasies, but he never actually attends.
No, what's wrong? Why is everyone laughing?
Not a funny subject.
Yeah, actually, I'm sorry. Wait, did Alex say that?
No.
Sorry.
Okay. You guys, like, looked at each other and, like, burst out loud.
No. Okay. So we were interviewing the villains there to see if there was anybody who might be appropriate to put together a team to take out the Legion of Doom.
Wow. Were there?
Maybe.
I think there's a team that could hurt them.
But some of the stuff that came up was... Paul?
Sure. So, I got very good at being blunt while I was doing interviews, so let me put it this way.
Yeah?
And you don't have to confirm or deny any of this.
Okay.
So I've got...
I can't reveal any Canadian state secrets.
And I don't want you to. I've had so much... I have my full of secrets, completely.
If there were any, I couldn't tell you.
Sure. So I have reason to believe
there was like much excitement. Like,
yeah.
That, you know, you might have in some way been part of a U.S. project to create a sort of a covert super team.
Duh.
Okay. I'm being gentle.
Okay.
And it looks a lot like one of the ways they were getting superheroes is by breeding them out of prisoners at Fort Cheer.
Ew!
Yeah,
okay.
That's about how I felt.
Wait, so do you know who my dad was? Or my mom?
I think we were going to ask you if you had any clue. I didn't meet anybody who seemed like...
So,
I don't remember my
who
parents.
Does he look like? We were just there.
Yeah.
Anybody? Hopefully not Lenia.
She was captured a little recently, wasn't she?
Yeah, she's too recent.
Most of them are pretty recent.
Yeah.
Relative to like a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Well, sure. Any of them that have been around older than 14 years are Orion. He had white hair.
Sure.
Was he blonde to begin with?
What are her powers other than attracting paranormal?
She turned into snow.
So in terms of usefulness of powers, she
and
could
can
be
she,
based.
Like, blast people with snow or do things cold or something, anything like that?
Like, that'd be really useful.
No,
she
I mean...
She has a stealth power.
Yeah.
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 She can infiltrate.
I'm sorry, being snow and
yeah.
attracting
snow
lots of superhero villains to fight each other can solve a lot of problems.
Kill you in Canada. So would you just, like...
Because you don't get
chosen
because you're, like, snow.
Yeah. It's a great power for Canada.
Like, you know, Snow, would you go, like,
for
hang
Canada,
out at UConn for about a month?
Yeah.
It's that
yeah.
time of year again.
Yeah, I mean, she can bury someone in snow. She can,
okay.
you know,
that's
blast
them
with snow. She can, like, freeze someone to really chill them down.
Sure.
She can make it snow.
Is Laurentine ever in Fort Cheer?
She's, like, white.
So, might be a side effect of the powers.
She's really white. Yeah.
They're, well,
but once
yeah.
you go down that road, then, okay, she
yeah.
can be any of them.
I
mean,
what's her facial structure look like?
Yeah, I mean, does she look like anybody we just met?
I mean, does she...
Not offhand. I mean, you know, you could, like...
But,
go,
I mean, like...
Okay,
but... I mean, okay, we're beginning to suspect that some of the people in the 400, like some of the kids of the 400, if you have two parents who are in the 400,
yeah.
that maybe often they have kids who are in the 400.
No way. Because then there'd be like, I don't know, 600.
Well,
that's my problem with the
yeah.
Fear.
Yeah.
Yeah, except that the people in the 400 seem to have a pretty high mortality rate.
Tell me about it.
Sure.
Or maybe like potential kids. More potential for the kids to get the powers. Because not everybody's born with them, right?
Right.
Yeah, a lot of people
would
skip them at some point in life.
I would really hate for this to be true.
Well, I know you would really hate for this to be true. But
because I would probably have to say no to Bulgaria at that point.
What? Why?
Because they would want me to marry someone else.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Oh. But no, but they've already figured it out for you. They already...
Sure, but they might want better.
They would want.
Imagine an invisible brick.
Okay.
No. I can only make one paranormal of all
right.
of my kids.
Right.
But if they breed me to another paranormal,
say,
and this is actually true, then I can breed any number of paranormals for them, and they would ask this of me, and then I would have to leave.
No, I don't think
so
that's the case.
Do you have this discussion
just,
in front of us now?
I think it's
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's just more likely. For the kids of two paranormal
But even if it's more likely,
the
then they want Alex to marry a paranormal so that maybe the blind spot power gets linked to something else. And,
or
know.
Maybe there's blind spot and his sister the brick.
We just don't
know.
Yeah, it's icky.
It's scary.
Flat spot.
Right.
I don't think we should share this theory with any of our
Well, yeah, but I think that it's important for Snow to know.
Yeah. I'm sorry, we're arguing in front of you.
No, no, it's okay, fine. Go ahead.
Especially
I'll
because...
I'll get something for us, I'll eat.
Because this might be, like, the sort of thing that...
Some
like,
of the agents will, like, bring in some boxes of, like, pizza and stuff.
Cool. So, I mean, I guess we're basically telling you because it might have something
might
to do
have
with,
something
you know,
to
who your parents
who,
were.
Yeah.
So, okay, so if no one there resembled my parents, then what made you think that?
We didn't meet everybody there.
Okay.
And we...
And the men have only been, like, using criminals, too.
Sure.
We are aware of people who resemble people we saw there.
Who?
Oh, man. We wouldn't tell people
it's like
about
it's
you.
Really curious.
We would not tell people about you.
Oh, this is so unfair. You're teasing really hard.
No, it's we're being fair.
You would not want us to tell other people about you.
Sure.
If they were friends.
Have not given us permission.
We don't tell people about other people without their permission.
Yeah.
If they give their permission,
And we'll tell you.
Okay, but you'll tell them?
Is it okay if we tell them?
Is it okay if they tell them about you?
I'm all confused.
I mean...
On what?
Oh, okay. Let me put it this way. Yes, we're in contact with certain other people who we believe to be a product of the same whatever...
Program.
Where you were trained.
Right.
Okay. Now, we promised them that we wouldn't tell anybody.
Okay.
So I can't tell you who they are or how we're in contact or any of that stuff.
Okay, even though I know who they are.
You're not supposed to say that.
Sure, even though you know who they are.
Okay.
Okay, so there's some stuff you just can't say even though everyone knows.
Right.
It.
Now,
okay.
If you want, we can tell them.
And then they can
that
tell
we're in contact
us
with you.
They want us to tell you.
Or
I
they
know
can,
it sounds
yeah.
really silly.
Sure.
Okay.
In fact, why not invite them up?
Sure, I could do that.
That'd be great.
Alex wants to be in Australia.
And Maria wants to be right there with
him. Wait, Jack, you just like realize what she just said.
Does she know, does Snow know that you guys broke her teammates out?
No.
Does Snow know that they're out?
If she follows
she
the
may not even know that they're out.
Why would she know from... Oh, well, because the facility got killed.
Because the facility got killed.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, I think we've... Yeah.
Yeah.
She probably knows they're out.
Oh, we're in contact.
I would like to think that if someone knew who my parents were, they would tell me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think the others probably would, too.
Yeah.
Unless they're like some sort of, like, you know, hideous criminal or something.
Sure.
Maybe even then. I mean, because it's like your parent.
Yeah, I'd want to know.
I'd
want to know.
That.
I'd absolutely want to know.
Okay. So, have you guys, you know, fled America and now you're thinking of joining?
No.
No, we've just, we came here to talk to you and...
We have an appointment.
We have an appointment tomorrow.
You know, the
what?
Did you call Ryan Ram or Jackie?
Jackie.
You know, Jackie, the trainer, you know, whenever I screw up, sort of sighs wistfully and, like, looks at your picture.
Aww.
Oh, God. Don't let them give you that kind of shit.
Oh, no, I don't. I just like to pile snow on them.
You know, I can't pile snow on people.
But you can make like a really big pile of ice. Can you make a big pile of snow?
No.
Oh.
Well, a little tiny piece of ice.
She can't dig herself up from the snow.
I mean,
like,
building each other.
Yeah, I have a question.
It was
kind of interesting. If you put a big pile of snow on yourself, can you dig up?
I can turn myself to snow and just swirl it off.
I can
better than you, Ryan.
Yeah, that's
hard. You look like frozen volcano.
I can do like, what?
I saw it in the news. You froze that volcano down.
No, I did not freeze the volcano.
That's what the news said. So the volcano was
wrong.
Reporters
really are really excitable.
Oh, okay.
No, I froze water. I'm good at freezing water.
Oh, doesn't seem as impressive.
No.
She freezes a pretty good chunk of the bay, actually.
Oh, that volcano.
To keep the volcano.
Freezing bays doesn't impress Canadians as much as freezing.
I mean, I can make shaved ice, but snowflakes are really hard because they have, like, a little, like, things.
Shaved ice
can you make, like, slushies?
Yes. Would you like a slushie?
No.
Would you like to be a slushie?
No.
Snow will giggle.
It is my, you know, duty as a freshman to introduce a touch of levity
okay,
into
so,
the discussion.
So, wait, so why did they have you talking to people at Fort Chair?
To see if they were appropriate, because we have Paul on the team, and Paul's good at seeing if people are appropriate.
Appropriate for?
Beating up the Legion of Doom and not
beating up the Legion of Doom and not and then not causing more trouble than that was worth.
Right. Not that we're telling you that.
Sure, we understand. Should we be doing something to stop that? Because it seems to me like they would like if they could beat up the Legion of Doom, then they would just make the problem worse.
Hmm?
So you have this team of like supervillains, right?
Right.
Because there aren't any innocent people in Fort Chair, right?
That's not necessarily
if you let out the nice ones, then it's not as bad.
Most of what he was asking is there a deal the government can make which would make them not want to commit
like
crimes
anymore?
Like,
some of them, if you give them, like, a ton of money.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This government has more money than paranormals
so,
right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We as paranormals believe that it is our duty.
One of the questions Jackie would have asked on the drive up to Ottawa is, should we tell Snow about the CIA trying to recruit them?
No.
No.
Snow already
That's
knows
okay.
about the CIA trying to recruit them.
He's
okay.
like, theoretically, like, I should be telling my government about that sort of thing.
Oh, you should tell your government.
You should tell your government.
Should
if
you?
They want to tell her, that's fine.
Okay. Does Canada actually have, like, any kind of things like that? Or, like, you know, their citizens should let them know if it's not too much trouble.
Okay, I should probably tell my government that. I'm
okay.
sorry.
I would, like, be shocked
if
she didn't.
If I were Canada...
Or you're telling your government. I'm telling
if sure. I were Canada,
Maria,
I would probably...
You
know, Canada does border the U.S. They'd be really interested.
So.
Excellent.
We can find someone to tell.
That's dark.
I mean,
do you
care if your government does?
Hey,
I mean,
that's a dark, perturbing fact.
So I need to talk to, like, the agents here.
You bet. I'm glad you brought that to us. That was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Wow.
What about telling a civilian? Someone,
so, yeah.
Someone who's just a politician.
Like a minister of state or something?
Yeah. I mean,
you know, they might just go, oh, we think they do something like that. I mean, like,
Canadian humor.
I mean,
particularly since United States forces have this nasty tendency to
use that.
Something like that, Carl. I'm like teaching her how to feed it.
I bet the fourth member was there.
This is Ryan talking to the Canadian agents, eh?
You bet.
Can I be the Canadian agent?
More beer?
Canadian agents don't say you bet.
Oh, you bet they do.
They do
no,
not.
That's
they
North
not
Dakota.
Talk like North Dakota.
You're a North Dakota infiltrator,
no
eh? Get out, you.
By the way, our national accent is not respected in borders.
Wow, it's Ryan. You want a beer, Ryan?
Can I talk to someone?
Molson Golden.
Professional.
Like, with a security clearance? Oh, I get security clearance.
We have security clearances.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
how does this work? I want to make an official report as a Canadian citizen.
Yeah, sure.
How does this work?
There's like a poll.
What? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is it like a report about bad stuff or good stuff?
Bad stuff.
Like
maybe
bad
kind
stuff.
Of bad stuff.
Oh, is it like a main super stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. They would actually have like someone to debrief you. I mean, the Canadian
okay.
is not.
I'll, yeah, I know. I'll give them a debriefing.
Okay. Can you tell them everything?
I tell them what went down in Fort Shearer.
Okay, do you tell them there's your speculations?
I don't tell them the speculations about...
Parentage?
Parentage, because then they... I'm particularly...
You tell them about the CIA
because
comments?
Well, let's no bring it up with them.
Okay, do you
no
tell them about
to.
The CIA comments?
I tell them about the CIA stuff.
Hey.
And the possibility that they're letting people out, which isn't as bad as the CIA stuff. But everybody seems to reject the CIA.
All the people that are there do, yeah.
Yeah.
That would kind of just stand to reason, wouldn't it?
CIA hasn't been having a lot of successes lately. If they're doing it, it's not working.
Well, maybe,
maybe
they should be recruiting these
it.
Supervillains that didn't get caught.
Sorry, I'm in the paranormal community and the intelligence community. CIA hasn't had much to do
so
with
it. So I thought that. You should know that.
As far as Bulgarians know, the CIA has never had any super beings, although they badly wanted them. They wanted them in the worst way, let us say.
You know, it's entirely possible that people at Fort Tier only set up the CIA interviews with people who they know won't accept it. Yeah, okay, we'll set up an interview with you with a conspiracy theorist guy. That'll go over really well.
Should I tell them
we'd like you to join
our
cell.
Should I tell them about, Fragment?
Fragment?
The Navy SEAL guy?
Oh.
Don't tell them about Network, then.
Only if you want to tell them about Network,
yeah.
Yeah,
never
mind. So I probably would. Oh, you can tell them about Fragment without telling them.
No.
I guess it wouldn't make any sense.
No, it's getting too
yeah, I just looked at him and I intuited that he was a little bit of some U.S. super, like, telepath gone wrong.
Sure, I have that power.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, I mean, they're like really pleased, like, you know, tons of stuff. I mean, they kind of already had a list of who the U.S. had a prisoner.
Yeah.
Except they didn't know about Orion.
And Monolith was on the list, but we couldn't talk to her.
Sure, she's in North Dakota.
What? No, she's not.
No, they're only talking to you at this point. Not your weird teammates.
Like, what, out of prison?
No, she's at the secure containment facility in North Dakota.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I perhaps shouldn't have said that. But you can be trusted. You've signed your loyalty oath and all, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's what, where?
Okay. So she's on the list. We didn't get to talk to her, which is kind of strange.
Monolith could probably take. We think if my Monolith, he probably.
Yeah, I mean Monolith would be pretty great.
Sure.
So. And you know, we suspect the U.S. government of all sorts of deep evil, but.
Oh, sure. they don't mean it personally.
But,
well, of all those people, they think that it would be good not to release Orion. Yeah.
So I'm glad you guys are taking good care of Snow, too.
Oh, sure. Snow's a blast.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm still having a problem recruiting more. You haven't, like, changed your mind, have you?